Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, we should be on. Right, so
is
you've...
Is close enough?
Huh?
That's close
enough. Don't knock the tea over again.
I won't knock the tea over.
Who is
you,
it?
You knocked the tea over.
Was it me that did it?
The tea over.
It was a big old spillage, wasn't
kind
it?
I kind of get really nervous about like electrical
on,
stuff. And
look, that I need to go the other side of that.
Okay, cool. Hang on.
Hold on.
See how we've both done that? We worked that out, didn't we? Just pulled them
right,
together.
Okay.
That's fine. We're ready. Look.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We've got loads to chuck into this one.
Have we?
Let me just check that's rolling still.
Rolling.
Yeah, it's fine. Right. Right, it's...
Am I close enough?
Huh?
Am I close enough?
Yeah, you look good, man.
I feel good.
You look fantastic.
You like,
yeah,
cool,
I do like that. It's nice. Right, you ready?
Yes.
Hello, and welcome to episode 3.
What are you shouting for?
Of We're Not Playing Snooker.
You don't have to whisper, but...
With me.
What's the low voice of it? Why you go so loud?
With me.
Sorry, I just can't help that.
How are you, Righty?
I'm pretty good today. I really feel good. At the moment, I'm feeling cool.
You look amazing.
Do you like my top?
I love that top.
I really like this.
I think you had one on similar on episode 2, if I'm not mistaken.
I love it so much.
On the last podcast, right?
Yeah.
We got so much in it that we didn't have time for all the other stuff.
We had so much in it, we didn't have anything in it.
You were talking about...
I just hope it's not going to bore... People ain't bored with last week. Because we was meant to talk
judging
about
by the lovely reviews they've already written. I'm making this bit up because I don't know. So in the last podcast, I don't know if we're going to...
We'll get good reviews, but we'll get some shit reviews. There's nothing wrong with that. It's life, isn't it?
That is life. Good reviews and shit. I don't know how we're going to beat the last podcast because your wife called me a pervert, innit?
Yeah, we did.
And we got a text from Lynn. Is there more Lineker news?
There is more Lineker news.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. And we've got all the stuff to get through for your book.
We're too close. This
we don't
space,
like that.
Yeah, the space is too close, and you're too close.
Why am I too close?
Why can't you know? Why couldn't you be there or so?
What do you mean? Just fucking go
no,
up to the next
you,
floor.
No, I don't want you to move on or anything. But there's something. Just you look. It's almost
it's intense.
Like, it feels intense.
See, I feel comfortable with it. Are you not comfortable? Are you one of those people?
What are you going to say? I fancy you or something, and I can't deal with my.
Why wouldn't you? Hold on. Why wouldn't you fancy me?
I wouldn't fancy you.
Why?
If I was that way inclined.
Right.
Why?
What's wrong with me?
You're not my type.
Well, hold on. I've got a great personality. You can't deny that.
Yeah, okay.
I've got amazing hair.
Your head's too big. I wouldn't want. Your head's too big for me. I don't like
that. For you to do what with?
It's not a case of that.
Why wouldn't you find me attractive?
Your head would annoy me. If we were together for a long while, after a while, your head would probably annoy me, the size of it. I don't want this. This can't go. Don't put this on. I know you're going to try and put it on, but, you know, it's just... I ain't got a problem with
why would you
coming
go
close. I just don't fancy you. You're not the kind of person I fancy.
What would you look for? What would you look for in a man?
No, I don't know.
Would you go for younger? Am I too old for you? What's the one... You look at me and you think, I'm not a... What's the one thing?
I just don't. There's nothing about you that I'd fancy. Nothing. You know. I remember. You know what? It's really strange. While we're on the case, I remember like, because I don't know what happens now. Because if you're that way inclined now, people will think that you're gay.
What do you mean?
Because when I was younger, our football captain, his name was Henry Laville, and he was brilliant at everything: basketball, cricket, football,
snooker.
It probably would have been good at that.
Right.
And he played for England and all that stuff when he was 15 and all that sort of stuff. And I admired him so much. I think now people will probably say, I fancied him. And then...
Maybe you were attracted to him.
I admired him so much that I if I saw him, I went strange. It's funny.
But you could probably be attracted to a man and not have sexual thoughts about him.
Yeah, but I didn't have sexual thoughts. But what I'm saying is, now in the current climate,
yeah,
if you've got those feelings, people will probably say that you're gay, or you might think.
All right.
Growing up as a kid, now you might think I'm gay. I didn't even think that. I just thought I just love him so much, fancied him almost. Didn't realize. No, I didn't, Andrew. I'm just trying to say it's out of the feelings can get distorted.
Let's do the Lineker thing now.
You want to do the Lineker thing?
Yeah.
You want to do it now?
Yeah, let's get it out of the way with.
Okay, here we go. So he said,
if you don't know what we're saying, make sure you listen to episodes 1 and 2.
What are you talking about? Why do you want people to go back and listen to that much of a podcast to find out? Just tell them what we're doing. If they, this might be their
I
first
can't be bothered.
One. If this is their first one,
yeah,
then you know, maybe people might go back and see it. But listen
right, okay.
to it. But
so the story is...
False people back. Tell the people the story.
The story is, well, Righty, he's in a mood today, obviously.
I'm not in a mood.
Wasn't in the mood for the last podcast.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm going to turn you into a nicer person.
I am not.
You're not a nice person deep down.
Righty.
There's a no. I sense there's a little that in you. A little. That doesn't work on podcasts or radio, that face and the little turning.
The last time I saw that face was when you were 18 and you thought you were going to urinate.
Shall I read the
shall
last,
I update?
Shall I read last? Yeah, update them.
Right, so this all started because ages ago, Lineker was getting loads of abuse on Twitter. I wouldn't say added fuel to the fire,
well, I think
but I gave a little... I don't think you should have tweeted said, that.
Yeah.
So, right. And then he blocked
so
me.
So what do you call that adding fuel to the fire? If you added something... Right. Well, why do you say I don't think I did? Stop trying to exonerate yourself
it wasn't
when
fuel.
You're guilty.
It wasn't fuel. I fanned it. I fanned the fire. I didn't add fuel.
It was going out, you put air on it.
I went under, underneath. Right at the bottom.
You did. You found it. Because, and you know what?
That's not adding fuel.
You know, the more I think of it, I text him, the more I think of it, I think to myself, he's just a cantankerous antagonist.
Don't say that about Lineker.
You.
Oh.
Good face there. You've done it. Because you've done it. It's like you can't stop yourself.
No, but I want...
You couldn't stop yourself with Gallagher. You can't stop yourself. Couldn't stop yourself with Lineker. Do you want to hear it?
I know you say it like that. I'm thinking, fuck it, do I?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Look, you've gone back to that person.
No, because you're telling me I should just leave it.
I'm trying to explain to you what you're like so you can try to address that. I've had to do... This is... I'm
trying
to pass
on. Do you not think it'd be nice? Do you not think it'd be nice if by episode 6, Lineker's unblocked me and we've let bygones be bygones? Wouldn't that be nice for Gary... For me, for the world. It'd be like a lesson for the whole world.
Because we know that he's got a persona at the side of him, which we've seen on social media, which I think is brilliant, where he tackles politics, he has a laugh, he does everything, you know what I mean? He has to deal with that shat on tweet every other day.
Yeah.
Right, we know that he's not bothered about riding that roller coaster of people liking him or hating him. This is why I think you've got no chance, deep down. He doesn't care enough.
Okay.
And it's, you know, and but the thing is,
this would be good for him to
cleanse himself.
I
am trying to pass on my experience of the counselling to deal with what's coming.
All right.
I'm trying to pass it on. But anyway, shall I read last week's?
Read last week's and the reply. So you texted him last week.
Last week, yeah. So we done it and I said, shall I read the very first?
Okay.
Okay.
This is going back to the beginning.
The first, okay. G-Falls, hope you're on good form. Just wanted to ask you about that Andy Goldstein blocking. Why was it you blocked him again? Was it constant annoyance?
You shouldn't have given him an option.
Okay, I shouldn't have given him an option.
Mistake number one.
Gary Lineker said, that would be correct. If someone is irritating and consistently so, then couldn't see the point in enduring it.
I don't like the amount of delight you get from this.
You know why? Because I know him and I spent a lot of time with him and I could see his face. And the way he says it, because he's a very placid, cool, calm guy. So he says, so can I read that one again? Because I've never seen...
No, you don't need to read that one again.
Okay. Right. And then I put, eloquently put...
See, now you're adding fuel.
I'm not.
You're going down on the fire and you're blowing it.
I'm sorry. Okay. Right. So this was last week's.
Right. So
and the first one is last week. I'm doing a podcast with him and he's desperate for you to unblock him.
Hold on. Have you read this one before?
Yeah. Right. And I said, I'm doing a podcast with him. And he's desperate for you to unblock him. I've said he's got no chance.
I've not said desperate. That makes me sound a bit...
Can I be totally honest? We're doing a podcast, and every week, you go into a massive tirade or whatever it, about why Gary Lineker should. You look at your body and everything. Look at your face. You're going red. You're actually going red.
I'm drinking tea, it's hot.
You're constantly going into why is he unblocking me? Right, so I'm doing a podcast with him and he's desperate for you to unblock him. And I said he's got no chance. I might read that out on a podcast unless you don't want me to, I said to him. And he says, no bother.
Well, hold on. Why did you laugh there? He hasn't put laugh.
What does that say at the bottom? What does that say at the bottom?
Okay.
What does it say?
So I apologise to you.
What does it say? I want you to
tell me. No bother.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but you went like this.
I'm reenacting and laughing. I'm laughing. Wasn't that a good actor? I'm actually getting pleasure doing this.
Have you ever done acting?
What?
Have you ever done acting?
I've done it, yeah. I've had a go.
Was it on telly?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I'll tell you.
Tell me in a minute.
Okay.
So this is new now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Read out your text, G, because remember last week I said to him we're going to...
Not G Force, just G?
No, just G, because he knows.
Okay.
Read out your text, G. He was gutted.
Okay, that's nice.
Okay. Still feel the same? Blocking is for life, is what he came back with. I've got to say, I did say...
Is that it? Blocking is for life?
Blocking is for life. And I put laughy face, put a couple of laughy faces, and he sent back a wink.
Right, can you just text him now while we're on air? Just one thing. Could it not be rescinded and it be a yellow card? So one more and it's a block. I just think I should have got a yellow card, not a straight red. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, let me
check. Was it not worthy of a yellow rather than a straight red?
G, was it not worthy? You know something, there's a sadness to this. I need to, you need to spend more time with me.
Was it not worthy of a yellow rather than a straight red? I think it was a booking.
Yeah, but if he sends me back, he'll probably answer straight away. What, got wait until next week?
No, we'll read it out. And then we'll hatch a plan.
Gee, was it not worthy of yellow instead? Was it not worthy of yellow instead of a...
Straight red.
Straight red instead of...
And then put, he's a really lovely fella.
Okay.
He's a really lovely fella. You're not going to put that, are you?
I am going to put that.
He's a really lovely fella. Lovely, lovely fella.
I'm not going to say lovely, lovely. And you know what? I feel like you need more counselling so I've got to lie, because deep down...
Am I not a lovely fella?
You're lovely sometimes, but a lovely, lovely fella is somebody that is lovely, lovely. Do I put the question mark after straight red? Yeah? And then what about after just asking? Because I really want my grammar to be good now. Just asking.
He's a lovely fella, if you get to know him.
Okay, just read. He's a lovely fella if you get to know him.
Yeah.
He's going to get annoyed. He's going to start getting annoyed.
No, it's fine. And now we'll leave it. We'll leave it after that. No, in fact, get rid of the if you get to know him, because that implies I want him to get to know me, which I don't.
Okay. He's a lovely fella.
That's it. He's a lovely fella. We'll let you know, of course, when that comes in. You'll hear it. You'll hear bing. Right. So we've got lots to do in today's podcast. Yeah. Loads. We've got all the chapters we didn't read. We've got the three questions from people.
Are we going to read the chapters? I thought you said...
Well, no, I've got the little bullet points.
Okay, cool.
Because I want to talk about you as well.
Really? I'd rather just talk about how everything is and life and
okay.
You know, like I'd
talk to me about beetroot.
Oh Jesus! Well, it's not even. You see, so that you know what I'm getting really worried about on our podcast. Is it right to call it our podcast?
Yeah. Who else is it?
Well,
you think it's yours? I see what you're doing.
I don't think it's mine.
Fucking hell!
I don't think it's mine. What was I saying?
Oh, has he buzzed you? Is that here? Is that from him?
Yes.
Okay. Read it out.
Okay. G, was it not... Obviously, they know what they're going on, so it says. G, was it not worthy of a yellow instead of straight red? He's a lovely fella.
Okay.
He just simply wrote many yellows.
Okay, we'll work out our plan of action for the next show. Do you know what? I think I think public opinion will turn on him.
It will not.
It will. I think they'll hear how nice I've been.
What are you talking and they'll about be how going, nice you've been?
Oh, Goldstein's...
I'm able to...
Goldstein's...
Yeah, but at any particular moment, you say, oh, well, fuck. How many times you say, oh, fuck him then? How many times you said that?
For comedy value only.
Yeah, but don't do it for comedy value.
Right, okay, let me...
Then our people supposed to...
Let me ask you this.
No. Our people supposed to make an opinion of you being somebody like, oh, yeah, open the door and let him back in. When you at any moment can go, oh, I'm trying to help
right,
you with
what,
this.
What would happen, right? What would happen, righty, if you'd block someone, right? Let's just say you'd blocked someone we both know.
Right.
Oh, no. Let's just say you blocked Dale Winton, right?
All right, go on, yeah.
Why can't I say Dale Winton? right?
Wydell Winton. Is he even on telly anymore? With all due respect to him.
Where is he?
Why would you say Dale Winton?
Right.
Why would you say somebody like that we're in and amongst in respects of...
Give me your phone and I'll go through your phone.
No, because I don't want you to.
Why?
Go on, anyhow.
Right, okay. So I'm going to just flick through it. Right, okay, hold on. Right, I'm just going to go like that, spin through. Let's just say, have you blocked Peter Schmeichel?
No, I get on really well with strikes.
Yeah. What was all that about, the old two-footer?
Oh, you know what I mean? We had a disagreement with things that were said, and, you know, he's a goalkeeper, I'm a striker, he's a natural rival.
Have you taken any of your misunderstandings with any footballers that you had during your time as a pro, have you taken them off the field to now?
No. Gary Lineker.
No, it's not.
Because I said, I love you.
Yeah.
I'm loving this. And he just sent two crying emoji faces, laughing, crying emoji faces. These two.
I'm surprised that you're taking so much enjoyment out of my pain.
You know...
That says a lot about you.
It doesn't. I'll tell you why I'm taking enjoyment. It doesn't. And you know why I'm happy with it? I look in the mirror, I'm fine with it. Is because
you... Can you look in my mirror?
Easily. Because there's a desperation into wanting to be unblocked. That is very,
it's not
very
desperation.
Sad.
No, it's not desperation. I just think
You're just doing it for the podcast.
No.
Well, there's a desperation then.
No. Why can't there be a middle ground?
What middle ground is there?
I'm desperate for the podcast.
We're spending a lot of time on it.
Right, we'll move on then.
Because and that's what worries me with you. And all I want to do is that when we started this, yes, we were supposed to read the book and it's this and that. And we've spoke about a lot of stuff that my missus has, on a couple of occasions, has looked at me and said, really? And I said, babe, warts and all. I just love to. I love talking.
Got that in the last one where your virginity and masturbating.
I never masturbated.
Do you now?
No, I don't. I'm a grown man. What am
you
I doing that for? No.
When did you last masturbate?
I can't remember.
Wow.
That's how long ago. Probably, no. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. No, that's not where we're going. What was I saying before? You've just. That's what I'm saying with you.
Beetroot.
Oh, but beetroot. Beetroot.
There's no way this can be on the radio, is there?
No. This is why I like doing stuff like this.
Beetroot.
Beetroot. Because I don't say it right. My missus always corrects me.
How'd you say it?
Beetroot. And it's not. You've got to say it right.
Say it right.
Beetroot.
Look at your...
I know I have to really focus.
Say
on
again. Say again.
Beetroot.
Look at your eyes. Your eyes open up.
Yeah,
turn.
It's the same with.
Say it with your eyes closed. Say your eyes closed.
Beetroot. and it's not a case of the beetroot. It's more the case of last time I was petrified, really frightened. Well, this is what I'm going to explain.
Oh, it was the last time, right?
Yeah,
okay,
with the beetroot. Because what's happened is that my missus was giving me beetroot juice.
Say it properly.
Beetroot juice to drink, and I probably drank every day for like 5 days, and you know what I mean, and my constitution wasn't right, and it got going, and then by Friday I went to the toilet, and obviously when you get up and the colour,
and it's all, what are you talking about, one or two?
Well, obviously two, you know, and I hope people, you know, This sounds crass. This doesn't sound good.
No, people might be on a beetroot diet. Sorry, right. Beetroot diet. Right.
Now, the reason why we're talking about it is because that was the last time I was actually petrified, as frightened as I could ever be, unless somebody gave me some really, really terrible news about sickness. When I turned around and saw that, my heart literally, like... And it was because I totally forgot that I've been drinking it all
so you
week.
So thought it was blood?
So I just thought that, yeah. And, you know,
Do you think you were dying?
I just thought that, like prostate cancer or something.
Oh, my God.
Stomach. And that is why, when I mentioned it to you, I didn't realise that every single thing I say to you is going to end up on here.
Yeah.
It's almost like you come into the truth serum room or some bollocks like that. It's going to end up on here. But I was talking about being afraid, and I just remember saying, Jesus, last time, when you're that afraid, and it made me make sure that I've done my checks and everything like that, but it does make you realise, and it made me realise, there's people who are getting...
Oh, don't get deep now.
I'm not going to get deep, but it makes you think that. This is what I'm talking about, and I'm being afraid. I was fortunate because obviously I didn't have it because of what I was drinking all week. And but there's people who are getting that bad news. Now, I'm not trying to bring
it down. Why are you going deep on a podcast?
I'm not going deep on the podcast, but what I explained to people why I was bloody frightened. You know, I have to explain to people why I was afraid. And that is what you're afraid of. You're afraid of that bad news. That kind of bad news.
I don't know where to go with this now.
What do you mean you don't know where to go? Go somewhere else. It's simple. People deal with, you have to deal with these kind of things every day. It's fine. I'm lucky. I was one of the lucky ones. There's people.
What do you mean there was nothing wrong with you?
I had beetroot. I know, but that's what I'm saying. But at that time,
I was one of the lucky ones.
I'm lucky to not. I'm not one of those people who probably today is getting that news.
All right. Okay.
Serious business.
Wow. It's deep now.
It's not deep.
We didn't get a chance to do it on the last podcast.
What?
The questions.
Okay.
So I've got them here. I thought if people have taken the time to tweet me.
Of course, yeah.
They're good questions. I've only chosen three, right? Mm. So I apologise if I pronounce your name incorrectly. H-U-S-E-N. Hassan Mudin.
Hassan Mudin.
If a baby's legs pop out at 11:59 p.m, but its head doesn't come out until 12:01, which day was he born? Right, I'm going to take it up a notch.
Go on then.
Its legs pop out at 11:59 on December the 31st, 2017. His head pops out 1 minute past midnight on January the 1st, 2018.
Yeah.
What year was he born?
2018.
Even though...
When did he
enter the world?
When his head came out.
Okay.
When he took his first breath.
Right, okay, that's how you'd work that
out. That's how I'd work that out, yeah.
All right, I find it... I had an uncle, let me get this right, I had an uncle and his brother. Would they both be uncles? They would be, wouldn't they?
Of course, yeah.
Right. One of them was actually born on the 31st of December and the other one was born like 12 seconds later on the 1st of Jan.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So their birthday's a year apart.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
That's amazing, isn't it?
I love that stuff.
That's a great one. So there you go, the answer. So the answer would be they'll be born on the day where they take the first breath. Okay. Right. Alan Jenkins has said, where does Wrighty get his specs? He's got a fine collection.
Thanks, man. I got a really lovely bloke. His name's Jonathan Nixon. He's in Harrogate.
In Nixon?
No. Jonathan Nixon. Nixon.
Oh, right.
Why? See, everything. This is what's annoying me about you sometimes on it, because everything else, you turn it into...
I thought you said Jonathan Nixon.
It's easily done, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Jonathan Nixon. Right? He's got a brilliant practice in Harrogate, in Leeds.
Right. You know? How do you know him?
Just through a friend I played golf with who he got in touch with and said, I've seen Ian Wright and he started to wear glasses, and if he wants to get some good ones, I get my glasses from all around the world, and if, you know what I mean, I give him a great deal on them. If he wants to get in touch, just give him... And I got in touch with him, the nicest man in the world.
Okay.
Right. And he gets them from everywhere. And he's got a bust. Do you want to... I'll show you it.
Oh, this is going to work. This will work.
Well, I'm going to show you it.
All right.
Right? And then I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll send you the picture. And then you can put it on your Twitter.
All right. I'll tweet the picture when this podcast is available to download.
Right. So...
Have a look at my Instagram, AndyGoldstein05. You'll see it.
Right. So this is how he tries them on. Here, I'll look. So he's got a 3D bust of my head. Plastic. So he tries them on.
How's he got that? How did he get that?
I had to sit there and this thing had to measure my head and do it. And it's, so it's full 3D. Let me show you another picture.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, look.
How many heads has he got?
Just the one. Why do you need
No,
one?
Not of you. I mean, of all his clients.
No, he hasn't got heads of all his clients. He's just got my one. So then he can put your glasses on like that.
That's weird.
You think that's weird?
Yeah.
I think that's brilliant. I don't have to go up there all the time then, do I?
That's weird, man.
It's not weird. It's innovative. I like that. Look. Redhead as well.
Yeah, he's done that for a reason.
I'll send you that picture.
All right, send that to me. How many pairs of glasses do you have?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I don't know now.
All right, I like the ones you've got on.
Look at them. All wooden. How cool are they?
Yeah, that's cool. Hold on, let me just try them on.
They suit you, man.
Mate, you don't look any different.
Yeah, well, you obviously need glasses.
Who said that? You do. You look like you're in HD, actually.
Well, that's it. You need glasses in. Because, now you're out of HD for me. You're a bit fuzzy.
I like them. They're nice.
They're cool. So let me send them to Goldstein. One sec.
I'll cut.
What
this.
Was I saying? I was saying, excuse me, I was saying something before, and then you stopped me. I can't.
No, you finished the beetroot stuff.
Yeah.
And then we got into these questions.
Right. So what was the question about? Yeah. So the glasses. And so why it is that you have to get through a certain phase with the glasses, because people gave me so much stick when I first wearing glasses. People come up to me as well and they say, if I'm shopping or something, I've got my hat on, always wear a hat,
why?
Now I wear glasses. Because I've always worn a hat. Okay. I love wearing hats. And people say things like, don't try and disguise yourself. I said, what are you talking about? I always wear a hat.
Why are you rude to people?
No. Not rude to people. I said,
what are you talking about, you fucking idiot?
That's what you'd probably say. But like I'd say to him, no. Especially if it's cold. I say, my head's cold and I need glasses.
Would you ever wear contacts?
No.
Take glasses. Let me have a look at your face.
I wouldn't want to fiddle around with my eyes.
Can I say something about you getting annoyed?
Yeah, of course you can.
You promise?
Absolutely.
Right. I'll spin it so you're... With glasses on, you look a lot younger. What'd you get from that?
Yeah, I should keep them on.
No, maybe. But... You know, in the second podcast, I was like, "Are you 54?" And you're like, 51. You look great for it, right? Yeah.
When you take them off, I look my age. Yeah.
Not you look your age. Take them off again.
Because I've got the eyes. You see the bags.
It's the eyes. Yeah. And everything. But you still look good for 54.
Well, I don't know. Don't try and save it now.
You look amazing, Stuart Binney.
So bespoke eyewear. If you need glasses, okay. That's the
good
fella.
Plug.
He's right. A lovely guy.
He nicks them for you as well. Stuart Binney, a question for Ryan: has he ever been drunk on TV or radio?
No.
Never?
No.
You say that, but you talked in podcast 2 about how you used to play football drunk.
When? When I was younger?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was because I was young and, you know what I mean, I was coming from parties. I wasn't like, having a quick whiskey or something, a couple of, and then go and play a football match.
Some footballers used to do that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But some footballers would have a massive shot of whiskey.
Yeah.
Like the kit man might have, but no, I've never been. Like, I tell you what. No, tell a lie. Sheffield Wednesday, it was David Hurst's testimonial. Drove up to play in Hurst's testimonial. And I had a few before. And yeah, I was a little bit like...
Were you?
Yeah, it was quite...
Were you, you'd retired by then?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was just good fun because it didn't matter because it was a testimonial and you know what I mean? I wasn't drunk like, whoa, we were falling over it. But you could feel there's a difference. It was a light,
I bet you
more
scored.
Lightheaded. And
I bet you scored, didn't you?
I didn't score, actually. Chris Waddle, actually, was even trying to make me score, and I still missed. I was never good in games like that because I can't play friendlies and try and do stuff and play in a game where there's nothing on it.
I have
always
right,
played
okay,
poorly.
Now, part of the podcast, we're meant to be reading your book, right?
Yeah.
We've decided after podcast 2 that we're not going to read it, but I read it, and I take some bits from it, and then I'm going to ask you about them, all right?
Sure.
Now, again, I mean, it's meant to be in order. We only did chapters 4 and 5 last week, right?
Right.
It's not going to be in order. I just want to get to the juicy stuff, right? All right. In one chapter, chapter 8 is when the book gets juicy. It's a great book, right? Your first day of England training, Steve McMahon and his penis.
Cut a long story short, you know, we end up playing against each other. And remember, I'm at Palace. You know what I mean? I've only been playing the game for like, what, I'd say 4 years, 4 or 5 years. And I've got into the England squad absolutely petrified, and I don't think I've ever been that afraid in my life, apart from I remember talking about being afraid with the beetroot. But when my name got called out that I was making my debut against Cameroon, when I finally did, I was just as my stomach dropped again. But I remember going into this squad hungry. I was petrified. Brian Robson was amazing. He was so good to me. I remember playing in an England B game with him, and he was so supportive, telling me where to go, come across here, hold it there, run him. And it was just like, for 90 minutes, playing with Brian Robson there, seeing him playing in an England B game, it was just like, it was heaven for me. So he was looking after me on that squad. I remember playing in the keep ball, and I kept fucking losing the ball.
Keep ball is what? So you're in the middle, like piggy in the middle, is it?
Yeah, right? So what happens is you're playing, and then if you lose the ball, your whole team have to go into the middle of a massive square. And when you're playing at England, you can't get that ball back. People say about technical and can we keep the ball? Yes, can keep the ball, especially them like Barnes, Waddle, Beardsley, Robson. Everybody of top quality was there. Gascoigne, everyone was there. And you have to chase that ball. And he tore into me. fucking, how can we get people like that in the squad?
Well, you dropped that. You.
I kept giving the ball away.
Right.
Nervous.
Why was he saying that to you?
Because he's a knob. But like the fact is that so he saw me and the brand was take no notice of him, keep going. Because obviously I'm absolutely petrified. It's my first squad. I've just come, you know what I mean? I'm playing for Palace. It's not like playing for some massive club, you know what I mean, like Liverpool or Man United or anything at the time, Arsenal, whatever it was. And then, you know, he's digging me out. Oh God, you know, when you get so anytime the ball came close to me, I was absolutely petrified. And then what happened was, because the guys knew that I was, they kept getting the ball in and around me and closing me down. And so anyway, you know what I mean? It was, so that I never forgot him for that. And I remember when he played against Arsenal for Man City, he, you know, he was one of those that always try to do people. And I remember we went in for a challenge, you know, and it's funny because I get on really well with him now. We've done a couple of things in Qatar and that. We went in for this challenge and he was on the floor first.
Can I ask, throughout the game, were you thinking he's going to go for me?
No, but you know that if there's a challenge and it's 50-50, 60-40, or whatever it is, and he's going to do you. Steve McMahon will probably go over the top on you.
Right.
But what happened in this particular challenge is that for some reason, he was on the floor first. He got on the floor first, so I came in over, and then my leg went all the way up his leg, and you know, he had to come off. Didn't think nothing of it, but he went off. So at the end of the game, anybody who needed stitches and that, they'd have to come into our dressing room, because that's where the doctor's room was, at the end of our dressing room. And so in the end, you go through and went through the doctor. He was sitting on the bench, and what he said, "Righty, you such and such."
He said, what did he say? You can say it.
No. He just swore at me. He said the C word.
Oh, don't drop that.
Yeah, he said the C word to me, but it wasn't like aggressively, but it was because. What happened was, is my foot went all the way up the leg and split his foreskin. Like, it went down.
I'm quite uncomfortable when you say that.
Yeah, it's not a nice feeling.
You can't have stitches in that. Presumably.
Yeah, you can.
You can have stitches in foreskin.
Then, you know what I mean? I remember he saying afterwards when we spoke about it, he said, "God, Jesus, you know how hard that is."
No, actually, not at all, actually.
You know how hard that is? He said, to any kind of arousement.
For how long after?
He just said for ages. And he's you know, it was one of those where I was thinking to myself, I didn't try to do him. I know he was trying to do me. But I didn't try to do him. I didn't try to do that to him. But in the end, it was a kind of like, I felt like the universe gave me something back because of what he'd done to me for England. Because I didn't do that purposely. You know what I mean? Whereas when he had his opportunity to just help me through and ease me through, you know, he absolutely made it a nightmare for me, my first England trip. Now, I'm not saying that challenge wouldn't have happened if he didn't treat me like that, but I think that the universe has a way of sorting stuff out.
You ripped his foreskin.
Ripped his foreskin with my stud, and he had to have stitches.
Gee, I mean, that is horrific. It's going to be no pain like that.
I just, you know, it's one of those where there was something that I would say, oh, sorry, Steve, you know what I mean? But there's something that made me smile about it. But at least he's got, you know, any time he got any kind of arousement, he would be thinking about me.
In the same chapter of your book, you talk about Terry Venables leaving you out of Euro 96 and the goal that we didn't score, that Gazza stretched out against Germany.
It was really strange because I was in all the squads leading up to before they went to Hong Kong, which we heard all about, the dentist chair and everything. I was in all the squads and then I got...
You were there at the dentist chair night?
I didn't go to the dentist chair because he didn't take me to Hong Kong. Hong Kong to prepare. Then they came back and they went straight into Euro 96 camp. But what happened was, is that I was in all the games, played in Mexico, Romania, everything. I remember he played us in a Christmas tree fashion. I think it was me, Letizia, it might have been Shearer up front or could have been Merson, whatever it was. But in the end, I ended up chasing Dan Petrescu back all game. You know what I mean? I'm a striker. So anyway, after that game, I think that might have been the last game. Was it Mexico? I set up Robbie Fowler to score his first goal. And I got a phone call from him like a week or so later, and he said, "Listen, I'm going to look at a few people. You know what I mean? I know what you're
saying." This, Terry.
Animals, yeah. And to be honest, I genuinely thought after that phone call, yeah it's fine. Because he knows. I've always come off the bench. Palace, I've done it. You know, England, I've done it. Everywhere I've played, Arsenal, I've done it everywhere I've played. And so I thought, yeah, okay. And I was scoring goals. It was the Bruce Rioch time, so it wasn't my greatest season. I still ended up with something like 24 goals or something. But I thought that I would have gone just on the fact that I could come off the bench, because he had Robbie Fowler and he had Les Ferdinand on the bench, and none of them played a minute in Euro 96.
Really? None of them played,
none of them played a minute. And so it was very hard to take that none of them played a minute. None of them had real history of coming off the bench, whether it's for Liverpool or wherever, Les, Newcastle, or wherever it was played with QPR, and scoring in vital games. But I did. So I thought, and I continuously thought that, even when they went and like he had to do the squad, I thought, I'm going to get in, because he did leave me out of a squad before when he first got involved, but then he called me back in. So he didn't call me back in, and I genuinely thought, Andy, because it was the one where they introduced the golden goal. Remember Oliver Bierhoff?
Yeah, yeah, so it was one, wasn't it?
Yeah, the golden goal against Czech Republic, which I thought we would have pissed them if we got to the final. Yeah. And it's very hard to take the Germany game for me. I remember I couldn't.
Where'd you watch it?
I was in the stadium.
All right.
When Gazza missed that, knowing that, I believe at the time as well, with the fans and the way the euphoria of England and how it was, they would have been delighted seeing me warm up and coming on in Euro 96 off the bench, because they know that I'm capable of doing that. So for Gazza, when Gazza missed that, you know what I mean? I genuinely believed that I was meant to be there to finish that, because I genuinely feel it was my destiny to play in Euro 96 and score the golden goal for England. That was my contribution. I can't get over that. Even people say...
Really? It still hurts you today?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Because England, we should have won that. We're the best team in it. You know, we had a couple of games where it was a little bit iffy, but we won them. And that's what you do in a tournament. You get through those games. We had a goal scorer who's unbelievable. Steve McManaman was unbelievable. Darren Anderton was unbelievable. Incy was unbelievable. You know, the back, Tony Adams as a captain was unbelievable. Dave Seaman. We should have won it in 96. Mm. And I cannot get over the fact that I believe I was meant to be on the bench to come off for that moment. I just can't. It's something that I will never, ever not think that I shouldn't have been involved
in. It's mad, because when you look at your career, I wouldn't say with regret, but there are moments you never went to a tournament, which is just bizarre.
Yeah, but the way that panned out was, like we said, 1990. Should I take him? In the end, scored the two goals in the final, and he thought, no, I'm going to leave him. 92, Sweden, he didn't take me. Won the golden boot, didn't take me.
Who's that?
Graham Taylor. 94, Graham Taylor still there. We didn't qualify. 96, Venables, when I thought, yes, I'm going to, you know what I mean? In England as well, the way it was, how everybody were together, we were going to win it. We should have. I know that Oliver Bierhoff that's my glory, Oliver Bierhoff took. And then 96, like I say, left out. 98, Glenn Hoddle told me, because I went into the room after Gazza. Remember when we heard about Gazza smashed the room to bits?
Yeah. Were you in next, were you?
I was in next, yeah.
So were you waiting outside when Gazza came out?
So what's it called? No, I got the phone call. Obviously, Gazza came out. Glenn Hoddle called me. I always think to this day, why didn't he do the room before I got there? But he called me anyway, and I thought, fuck, here we go. Because I got that same call from Graham Taylor while I was with the squad with my dear friend David Rocast. We both got left out of Euro 92. And so I called and I went in the room and I was like, fuck, here we go. I'm not going. He's going to leave me out. And so I went in the room, and while I went in the room, knocked the door, went in and said, oh, hey, right, he coming. And I was like, the room was a fucking tip.
Because Gaz had smashed it.
Absolutely went crazy.
Wow, and they hadn't even tidied it up.
He was still tidying up. He obviously called me, but so I went in there and like kind of picking up stuff, and he said, listen, right, you're coming. I'm taking you. You're brilliant in the squad. You're brilliant around the dressing room. This and that. Again, you know what I mean? I'm just like, got butterflies.
Yeah.
Wanted to come out of the room because like I wanted to show pure emotion. Went back to my room and, you know what I mean, I just got very emotional, started to well up and cry, because my dream was always to play in a World Cup, at a World Cup, because that's where all the best players...
And you got injured just before?
Yeah,
in a warm-up.
So what was happening was, so remember we brought Michael Owen as well, Dion Dublin was in that squad as well, so he said to me, listen, we're going to play, you're going to play first 45 minutes, half time, we're going to bring Michael on and this and that, and then 10 minutes before half time, pulled up, chasing someone back in the left back slot before he knocked it down, and just, my hamstring just popped.
And you knew straight away?
Instantly.
Oh, my God.
instantly knew. And to be honest, you have to look back at it and think to yourself, well, I'm not saying that I would have started in front of Michael Owen, but Michael came on in that game and he scored. He did score in that game. And then we saw what he went on to do in 98. But I remember saying to Glenn Hoddle when the squad left and I had to leave La Manga and go back home, I remember saying to him, you know what? Wasn't meant to be. Couldn't have been. I'm a great believer in that. It just wasn't meant to be. But like you say, I can't look back on my career and think of anything that's sad when I consider where I was at 20.
Do you know what I was going to ask you? You obviously keep a lot of your stuff from when you're playing, if not all of it. Old shirts.
No.
What?
No, I ain't got anything.
What do you mean you haven't got any of them?
Because I gave it all away.
You haven't got anything?
No, I haven't got anything.
I
swear to God.
Your league winners' medals and your FA Cup winners.
No, because what happened with my ex-missus, she went to live in LA and that, and she took everything, you know, before the divorce. She took everything out there. And in the decree, she was meant to leave my medals. So what's happened with my medals, now, finally you mentioned that, is that she took them all out there.
Right.
Now, she's come back. The actual storage unit, you know when they do that stuff where they repossess it and they sell it to someone? I got an email the other day. I didn't realise what was happening because my lawyers have been trying to get my medals back. I got an email the other day from somebody, from Arsenal, in fact. He got in touch with Arsenal. Arsenal got in touch with me. He's got all my stuff. He's got my golden boots.
Right.
He's got my medals. He's got everything.
What's happening?
He wants to sell them to me.
Right, I tell you what we do. You and me, we're going to make a TV programme. We're going to go out there. We're going to get them. What do you mean he wants to sell them to you?
Wants to sell them to me.
How much for?
I don't know.
Cheeky bastard.
Don't know.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So,
are you gonna buy them?
I'm not going to buy them. No. I'm not going to buy them. I can't. You know what? It would make me feel. I don't know how I'd feel about buying back my hard-earned work. I just don't.
Do you have a problem with the fella because he's bought this lot? He didn't know what was in it.
To be honest, you know what? I was almost feeling like I said, listen, I don't know what you bought the lot for, but I was going to say whatever you bought the lot for, which can't be that much, if I'm being told this, because he didn't know what he had, and I'm trying to think who else that would be valuable to, the stuff what he's got. It's a lot of personal stuff, you know. So I'd probably, my lawyers are dealing with it now, give him the money back for what he paid for the actual story.
That's fair enough. What's he got then? Tell me what he's got.
He's got everything. He's got my golden boot. He's got my Premier League medal. He's got my Cup Winners' Cup medal, the winners and the losers one. He's got my FA Cup medals.
Is he an English guy?
No.
So he doesn't know the value of
him? He says he's an Arsenal fan, but like he's not.
Well, if he was, he'd give him to you.
Well, I wouldn't want him to. You know what? What I would have loved is that for him to say he was going to give. Listen, I'm going to just send them back. And then I would just say to him, well, I'll just give you the money you paid for the storage. Yeah. That's how I'd love it to go. But there's something about me not wanting to give past money over like that. I don't want to.
I know what you mean, but
do you understand?
But the bottom line is ransom. No, but it's part of your life.
It's part of my life, but at the end of the day, you can't take away the fact that I achieved that. I haven't got them to look at and see.
No, but if I said, right, I've got a surprise for you. Open the door. Fella's there, or a box is there with all the stuff in. I've got it. Mm. How would you feel?
Yeah, that would probably make me cry. But like I say, it's a sad story, but in the end, it doesn't make me feel like I've desperately got to get them back. I don't feel like that.
Will you, on the next podcast, will you have an update for us on that?
Well, I'll see, because like I say, we're in correspondence with him.
All right. If you're listening, don't say his name, but can we say his first name?
I think it's Kirk, his name.
Right,
is.
Kirk, if you're listening, do the right thing. Right thing.
You like that?
And give them back.
At the end of the day, it was in the decree with the divorce what I had that have to get my medals back.
Oh, I see.
So I've been waiting.
What about
and then the
old
next
shirts, thing, anything like that?
I don't know. I don't know what's done with all that stuff, but
wow.
All of it went to
the reason I was going to ask that question was because I played a game of five-a-side football on the pitch at Highbury the week before Highbury was knocked down.
Wow.
Right? And I remember that when everyone was out on the pitch, I went into the tunnel on my own. I just thought I'd have a little nose about. And I walked into the home dressing room. Mm. No one was there. No one could stop me doing this.
Yeah.
And all the pegs were up. And I thought, if I was an Arsenal fan, I'd probably take one of those pegs.
What, you'd unscrew it?
Yeah. I'm not, and I thought I was nicking it and all that. But what I was going to ask was, have you got anything from Highbury? Did you take any, you took nothing at all?
Nothing, no.
Did you go there? Did they do a big old, we're closing Highbury, right, you come back?
No. I'm sure they did, people taking stuff. But I didn't.
No?
No, I've not, no.
Okay, well, let's try and get your medals back.
Well, it's one of those things, like I said.
I feel like it's all come down now in the podcast.
No, it's not come down, because this is what's happening. You know what I mean? We can't just make things happy just because, let's make it happy. That's what's happening.
We can.
No, it shouldn't work like that. I want people to feel like, that's a bit of a sad ending.
That is.
Well, see what happens next week.
Hold on.
You know what I mean? It's just the way it goes.
Jesus, I can't believe the time. Just quickly, I'll leave it on this note, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got to do the competition before we go.
All right.
In fact, I know what the word's going to do. Hold on.
What is it?
The word. All right?
It's a good word.
Both of us have mentioned this word in the podcast. Tweet me at AnnieGolson05. Use the hashtag.
I just don't think it's a good... It just feels like there's so...
Well, I'm giving your book away. You're going to sign it to people.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying it's so... Of all the words that have been said on here...
Don't give them a clue. I'll change it.
No, don't change
it. We'll go for that
one. It's a word that you don't really hear too much of.
Right, tweet me at AnnieGolson05. Use the hashtag porkpiehat. And write on that tweet the word that you think I've just written down. Righty said it, I've said it. If you get it right, I'll get you a signed copy of...
How many you got?
Well, I've only got one, so you're going to have to give me the other five. All right? Don't tell me they're in the lockup as well. Fucking
no,
hell.
Not in the lockup.
I think that's it. It's been a serious podcast, this one. Lots of football in it.
I don't know. Yeah, but I get the impression that you've got this television-y radio ratings vibe about you.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
It's all about how many people listen. What listen that? We've got to do this. No. We've got to make them happy. We've got to finish happy. We've got to finish and make them smile. You don't.
Yeah,
that's not how life is it?
No, but I'd like to leave people with a smile on their face.
Yeah, but they'll have a smile on their face because those things happen. But they can see that it doesn't bother me. You know what I mean? I'm not sitting. I don't go home and sit in a corner thinking, I want my medal. I don't think that.
No, but isn't it nice that, if you laugh a lot, you can't beat laughing.
No.
The best feeling in the world is when you can't control your laughter.
Is that a realistic look on, that you're laughing all the time? That sometimes.
Yeah, I like laughing.
Yeah, but so do I. But sometimes.
Look how serious you've gone. What's the matter with you?
I'm not serious. I'm just getting ready to go because we're getting ready to go.
Do you want to go?
I just want to explain that everything is not rosy all the time, but you just got to get on with it. That's all it is.
A bit deep.
Well, you know, let's go. Because this is why I could see with the Lineker stuff, you're annoying. You're actually annoying me. Because you're taking me somewhere, I'm trying to explain something to you, but you're still picking a scab that's not ready.
Don't forget to subscribe. Not you, Righty. And also write a nice review. Or a bad one.
I'm going to subscribe.
Say goodnight, Righty.
Goodnight, Righty.
I think you'd want someone to make you laugh.
You probably make me laugh, yeah.
There you go.
You would make me laugh. But what I'm saying is that because we are both not that way inclined,
yeah.
I can't find myself attracted to...
But you can appreciate an attractive man.
But I can appreciate an attractive man, good-looking man, absolutely. Brad Pitt, Rex, people like that. Gandhi. There we go. You thought I was going to say Gandhi, Mahatma. I should have left it, should I?
I'll edit that last one out.
What do you mean? Why are you saying that about Gandhi? To some people,
I'm so getting rid of the word David.
Get you out. Just say Gandhi.
Brad Pitt, Bex, Gandhi.
You know, good looking blokes.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.